Vic Allardyce.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. Thank you for joining
us. Good to talk to you.
Good to have you in the show. Vic, tell us about what's going on in your end of the world. Oshie Tugenduft. Did I say that right?
No, it's Oshie Tugenduft.
Tugenduft. Touring Australia. What's happening there, Vic?
So I thought that he would be a household name in Johannesburg. Is that not the case?
He may be in Johannesburg. We're not in my Johannesburg.
Okay. So he's – I mean, I remember his name from my days in South Africa, but I have been out of the country for a long time now. But from what I've read about him, an acclaimed South African singer and cantor, and he's – Oshie Tugenduft, and he's currently in Australia. And he's running around the country, Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and he's doing a show which merges melodies and harmonies and rhythms of Israel and Africa. He's a Johannesburg lawyer, former cantor from Sydenham Synagogue, and he's doing his concert. He said he's brought rhythms from the two countries, from Israel and Africa, together, songs in English and in Hebrew. And the interesting thing is, it's a not-for-profit concert, and that's supporting community charities in Australia and supports a tradition that he's done in Britain and America and Canada, right around the world. He's got 24 singers and musicians with him from South Africa, some Jewish, some not Jewish, and under the musical direction of a gentleman named Brian Schimmel, who I've not heard of, but it's attracting a lot of attention here, including a lot of former congregants of Sydenham Synagogue who live here in Sydney.
Vic, have you never heard of Brian Schimmel? So Brian Schimmel is one of the most acclaimed musicians. I know. I mean, he's produced I don't know how many musicals here in South Africa. He is one of the most incredible musicians you will ever meet.
So there you go, bro.
Well, he's directing the show,
yes.
Oshie Tugenduft show, which he's calling Voices. So he's here as well, apparently.
Vic, it sounds amazing. I think one of the most incredible sounds in the world is a whole sort of musical sound made up of the harmony of voices. So that's going to be quite a thing.
And in fact, a highlight apparently of his concert, I love this name here, is a group, a three-man group called Black Yogurt. which apparently is a popular band in South Africa, but that's only according to what I've read. I wouldn't know.
Are they a popular group in South Africa, guys? I'm looking at the younger people in the studio.
I've heard of them. I mean, I haven't listened to their music, but I have heard of them. So that does kind of make them popular. But if you've heard about them, then
I'll ask Matthew to Google them while we take an ad break, and if there's something worthwhile, maybe we'll just stream a song or two. But that sounds amazing. What sorts of charities are she supporting?
She hasn't specified which ones, but it's very nice that his concerts will be supporting charities, but he hasn't identified which ones yet, so that remains to be seen.
Oh, that's an awesome thing to do, a not-for-profit concert by Oshie Tugenduft touring Australia. Some more news coming from Australia, Vic. A Jewish professor honouring the pioneering research into diabetes.
So this is a professor, his name is Paul Zimmert, who comes from Melbourne, and he has just been announced as the 2018 Senior Australian of the Year in the state of Victoria, which is where Melbourne is based, which is the second most populous state in the country after New South Wales, where Sydney is. And Paul Zimmert is an internationally recognized leader in the field of diabetes. And in fact, he's been a pioneer in the area for four decades. And it was his research, interestingly enough, way back when in the 1980s, which led to what is known now today as type 2 diabetes. It was Paul Zimmert who did this research and which had global ramifications and recognition. And as a result of which, there's now something called type 2. So Paul Zimmert's been ranked among the top 10 diabetes researchers in the world for quite a while. He's 75 years old, and it's fabulous that he's got this recognition after a lifetime of work in this field, and obviously in a field which directly impacts Jewish people worldwide.
That sounds amazing. Obviously, a number of very prominent inventions and discoveries in the world coming from Jewish researchers and scientists.
And he'll be put forward. So the way it works here is that each state nominates an Australian of the Year from their state. So, and then they go into a pool, and then the National Australian of the Year is chosen. And so he's now in the pool for the National Senior Australian of the Year, which is very nice recognition.
That sounds like nice applause. And then finally, Dave Horowitz and the Barbarians. I mean, Dave Horowitz.
So Dave Horowitz is, as far as I know, the only Jewish rugby player to play in the Super 16 this year. And he's a former graduate of Moriah College, which is our largest Jewish school here in Sydney. And he played for New South Wales, the Waratahs. And at the end of this year, he is now defected to Melbourne. And they're just like this rivalry, Johannesburg, Cape Town. So there is between Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah.
And so he's now defected down to Melbourne. He's going to be playing for the Melbourne Rebels next year. But in the meantime, he was picked for the Barbarians, which, as any sports followers will know, is an international sort of pickup side, which traditionally plays a lot of sort of fun rugby, throwing the ball around, etc. So nice credit to him. And he's all of 23 years old. You know, he's a play center. He plays in the back line. And to be picked for the Barbarians was great recognition. And he certainly is an up-and-coming player, one to be watched.
That sounds amazing. So you compared Sydney and it's Sydney and which part of Australia to Joburg and Cape Town?
Well, Sydney and Melbourne.
Sydney and Melbourne. Well, at least
talking about the rivalry.
At least they've both got water.
They do both have water, exactly, and they're both cities of populations of around 4 million each or so, or yeah, more even.
Fascinating. Vic, a little bit of news for you. We had coming out of Australia a little group called Business Builders Group visiting us here in Joburg, which was very exciting. A group of guys in Oz, some ex-South Africans included, came through here to introduce something that they've been doing successfully there in Australia, which was quite exciting, growing businesses around the world. So I was privileged enough to have a chat with them. Anyway, Vic, thanks so much for the Australia report.
Pleasure, Adam. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too.